Congressman Mike Rogers. Congressman, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. All right. Pick up my papers this morning. Front page, top fold, Wall Street Journal's market swoon on debt fear. Deadlock fuels worst one-day Dow drop in 2 months. Front page, top fold, USA Today. Impasse could be costly for states. A lot of people are frustrated. A lot of people that we get emails from, the congressman, we get phone calls from, they're frustrated. They think that not only are the Republicans and the Democrats not working together to solve this problem, but there seems to be some infighting among the Republican Party. Bring us up to date with what you know.
Well, I mean, this is a very emotional and passionate issue on both sides of wherever you fall on it. As you know, you and I have talked, I think a default is something we should avoid at all costs. I think we're going to get a deal at the end of the day. Jeff, the one thing that I think has happened is the sharp divide is coming out about those that do believe we can keep spending at the same rate and it'll be okay, and the camp that says, no, we cannot continue to spend money we don't have at the same rate. And so that's what you're seeing. You're seeing this clash. And the details of working it out, unfortunately, many are trying to factor into a political campaign next year, and that's what, I think, slowed this thing up. But I think we're going to get a deal. I think the Speaker of the House has sent over to the Senate the only deal so far that's been in writing, and we're asking them, please give us a counteroffer. We're actually going to do another bill, I think probably today or tomorrow, that extends it 6 months, but also cuts. And one of the things that Wall Street has also been saying is if you don't get a real restructuring, they're still going to downgrade the United States debt because there's no end in sight. So that's what House Republicans have said, hey, let's at least try to address that. You get a downgrade in your debt, and everybody, and I mean everybody, is going to pay a higher interest rate for things that you buy, and we're trying to avoid that.
Do you support Speaker Boehner's bill, and what's the difference between that bill and the other one you said is being worked on?
Well, the first bill was cutting spending pretty significantly. It capped future spending at a certain percentage of GDP, about 20%, and then it would require a balanced budget. For the House, and people say, "Oh, that's just too much." Well, you do it in your house every single day, so I thought that was a very rational approach to get us back on fiscal sanity. So I did support that. The president said, "Nope, that's not good. They won't do it." And Harry Reid said he wouldn't do it. So now we've got another bill. We're going to offer them something else that says we're going to cut about $900 billion, and we'll raise the debt limit about. A little less than that, I think we're going to cut 917. We're going to raise the debt limit 900. So we're getting some cuts up front, and I think it's a very rational counteroffer. And I hope they take it. They haven't put anything on the table. A lot of blame going on. Nothing on the table.
Congressman, you're a pretty upbeat, positive guy, and your tone sounds like you're a little bit down, a little bit disillusioned, a little bit worn out.
Tony, listen, this is a pretty emotional time here, and it is, the pressure cooker is on, the dinner clock is ticking. I've been in, I can't tell you how many meetings trying to work this thing out. Yeah, I don't know if I'm down. I'm hoping that we're getting to the end of this and that we're going to get a resolution that starts us on the path of getting fiscally responsible and that we don't go into some default mode in the next week. And I think we can do it. I saw us coming together a little more yesterday. I think that's going to be a healthy place for America to be. So let me just say this. I'll be really glad when this is over.
Is the Republican Party suffering challenges of unity? Because it appears many will not vote for this bill.
Well, I don't know if it's a lack of unity. I think people are frustrated. Legislative. If you come here, you think, well, I was sitting here to do this, so I'm just going to do 2/3 of all the levers of Republicans control. You have to go through the whole thing. And so at some point, you don't get everything that you want. And, we're going through all this right now, and some people think it's, if we pass it,
all of those discussions, it looks ugly.
All right, Congressman, your line's breaking up. Let's see if I can get one more question in. From what I understand, this bill, if it passes the House, it will not make it through the Senate. What's your response to that?
Well, they have to do something. I mean, it's the only bill that will have passed a body of the legislature. And so they keep saying it won't pass, so don't send it. Well, my argument is then they need to send us something. They haven't done that at all. They haven't done anything. They can't get any votes in the Senate either. They've got to do something. So that will be two measures. The only place that has done anything is the House. It passed. The House of Representatives got enough votes to pass. And at the end of the day, you have to have something that gets enough votes to pass. So if the Senate doesn't like it, that's great. They should change it and send it back, and then we can work it out over the weekend. But they've got to do something.
All right, Congressman, I know that you're very busy. I appreciate your time greatly. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Tony.